Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the analysis of the Gemara of the rule that's stated at the end of Mishnah Bet, which we first encountered in the previous podcast. And that rule was Kol Shebahanato Benoten Tam Asur, Kol She'ein Bahanato Benoten Tam Mutar, which we understood from the example given of the vinegar falling on the beans, that this refers to the issue of noten ta'am lifgam, which means that if the isur puts a foul taste or in some way makes the food that it infects less edible or perhaps inedible, then it is mutar. that's the ruling. Amar v'yudomar Shmuel hachi elchata. So the first statement Shmuel says is that indeed is the halacha, that noten ta'am lifgam is mutar. I'm reviewed on my Shmuel, but Shmuel himself put a limiter on this. Lo shanu elishanafalatoch grisin rotchin. Our case is only when the vinegar, that is yayin nesach, fell into hot boiling beans, where immediately it gave off a bad taste. Aval nafalatoch grisin soranivir tichan. But if it fell into cold beans, where it would give it a good taste. About vinegar going into what we call three bean salad, and then v'hir tichan, and then you heated it up. So at that point, it already took on a bad taste. Then asak mishishbiach losof pagam v'asur. Then it is tantamount to a case where you first had it give a good taste shevach, and then it went bad. In that case, it is indeed asur. Think about this. When you put some food into other in order to make it taste better, the food that comes in immediately hopefully has a good effect on it. Now, if you leave it long enough, it's going to end up having a bad effect. So we judge the status of food vis-a-vis the issue of noten tam lifgam, noten tam l'shavach, at the point of contact, not where it is now when we're looking at it. And therefore, in that case, it would be asur. V'chein k'yato avinam rabbi v'rachan rabbi yochanan l'shan l'shan fal toch kvisin rotchin fal toch kvisin sonim yirtichan nasak mishishpiach v'sof pagam me'asur. Same exact wording rabbi yochanan and Tveria said. V'chein k'yato avdimi, etc. Avdimi gave the same report for rabbi yochanan, and we've got it very clear. Now, v'chacha yosin b'arei shabbatot b'tzipori. Korin otam shichlaim. What that means is that in tzipori, on Erev Shabbat, they would put vinegar into cold beans, and they would actually taste good. And that's what they called shichlayim. Okay, so Amar Resh Lakish. Noten tam lifgam she'amru. And remember that word she'amru. When the rabbi said noten tam lifgam, lo she'amru kadei razu chaser melech atera melech chaser atvalin atera atvalin. It's not a situation where you would have something else missing in the pot that's causing this bad taste to be there. Meaning that even though the thing that fell in that's usher gave it a bad taste, if the thing was properly seasoned, it wouldn't give it a bad taste. It has to be a situation where the cooked food is perfect as is. The only reason you're not eating it or it's worse is because of the isur that's in there. That's not the tam lifgam. Ve'ika da amri, but we have another version of Resh Lakish that's exact opposite. Amr Resh Lakish noten tam lifgam she'amru. Ein omrim kadei razu chaser melech atera melech chaser atvalin atera atvalin. We don't start looking at the status of the food before the isur fell in. And say there was missing salt, too much salt, not enough spices, too much spices, too many spices. Elahashta miyar apagma. The reality is right now, this food that came in put a bad taste in, therefore it's mutar. The opposite of the previous version. I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says something similar. Kol shetama umamasho. If you have the tam of Isur and the mamashut, the substance of Isur, asur velokin alav. Then it's asur and you get makot for devouring it. That's the shear of kezayit within a half a loaf of bread based on the shear. See it in the beginning of the 8th parak of Peah. And that's the sugi of kedechilat pras. Now, kedechilat pras may also be an issue of time, but here it seems to be an issue of density. Tamova lo mamasho, but if you have the taste, but not the substance, meaning that, let's say, wine got into a cake, and so the whole cake has wine flavor, but there's really very little actual wine in there, Asur ve'in lokin alav. You're not allowed to eat it, but you don't get makot. But here we go. Ve'im riba ta'am lifgam. If there's now no more ta'am lifgam, mutar. Now, the question is, why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan say "mribat tam lifgam"? Vilema im natan tam lifgam, which is the language we always use. If it gave a bad taste, mutar. So Hakamashvelan is teaching us that flagav the ikamili achranaita the pagma bade. That's teaching you that even if there's other things in the pot that are making it taste bad, if this thing also made it taste bad, then it's mutar. Like the second version of Rish Lakish, that's the reason he said it that way. Indeed, we rule like Rish Lakish's second version, which is, if currently the thing that's coming in the sasur is making this taste worse, it is mutar, and the fact that the cooked item itself was deficient in its seasonings is not a consideration. Now, Amar Rav Kana, Divrei Kulam Nilman, Noten Tam Lifgam Mutar. So we can see from Shmuel and from Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Noten Tam Lifgam Mutar, which should be the end of the road. That's it. Amar Le'Abaye, so Abaye says, by the way, the proper Girsa here is not Rav Kana, it's probably Rava. Amar Le'Abaye, Bishlamami Kulu L'Chayai, from Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. El Rish Lakish, Amru Kamar, Rish Lakish didn't say that's the halacha. He said, those who said Noten Tam Lifgam, here's a definition. Velevel Sviroleb, Rish Lakish makes it sound as if he himself doesn't buy it. He says, those who say Noten Tam Lifgam is a consideration, here's what it means. So Michlal De'ikal Amandam Noten Tam Lifgam Asur? You're going to tell me there's anybody out there who says Noten Tam Lifgam is still Asur? The answer is in Vatanya. Here we go. Achad Noten Tam Lifgam, Achad Noten Tam L'Shavach, Asur. Divrei Meir. Meir says, if the Isur falls in, it doesn't matter whether it makes it taste better or worse. There's Isur there, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, L'Shavach Asur Lifgam Mutar. Rabbi Shimon says the position that we've been adopting, which is that only if it benefits, but not if it makes it worse. Now, my Tamid or Meir, what's her Meir's reasoning? The answer is Gamar Migilei Ovdei Kochavim. The fact that the Torah forbade us from using the vessels that we got from Midyan, Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, without first cleaning them out properly with fire and water, etc. Now, what is the problem? It's not because of food that you see in the pot, it's because of the tam that's in the pot. Giulei Ovdei Kochavim Lamed Noten Tam Lifgamhu, and any food, Rameyer holds, any food, as we'll see, that is balua, that is absorbed into the walls of the pot, when you cook something else, the taste that comes out is really a bad taste. And nevertheless, the Torah said it's prohibited. Vasar achmana, hachinami lo shna. There you go. V'idach, so how would Rav Shimon answer that? Ravuna b'rei Rav Chiya, Ravuna b'rei Rav Chiya, what was his interpretation on of Gila Nochrim? Vasarat Torah l'kadera bat yoma, the Torah only prohibited a pot that you got the same day that they cooked in it. Because our position is that taste that is absorbed into the walls of a pot, assuming that the thing that the guy first cooked tasted good, is going to give out a positive taste. And only after 24 hours will it go bad. The Idachot's or Meir's position, there about Yomanami, if Shadal Pagma Purta. He said, even from the get-go, it's got to put out some bad taste. After all, you can't say that for the first 24 hours it's good taste and then click. And when you hit 24 hours on the clock, it becomes a bad taste. It's got to be the case that it's already contributing to bad taste from the get-go. And as far as Rameyer goes, even the smallest gum is called Noten Tam Lifgam, and it's still Asur. And therefore, he says Noten Tam Lifgam across the board is Asur. Rabbi Shimon Maitama, what's Rabbi Shimon's reason for saying Noten Tam Lifgam Mutar? Etanya lo tuchlu chol nevela la gerash habisharachat nena bachala. You're not allowed to eat a nevela. You have to give it to a ger toshav, to eat. Meaning, kol ruya la ger kriya nevela. And what's the equation? Only something that the ger could eat is called a nevela. Sheinu yala ger ena kriyala nevela. So if he can't eat it, it's called a nevela. So therefore, if this animal died, and now it's inedible as is, because it's just fetid or whatever, and nobody else could eat it, it doesn't have a din of nevela, and therefore it's not asur. How would Rameyer answer that? Ha'huli mutei surcham ikar. He said, that pasuk is just there coming to exclude an animal that even before it died, it was inedible. Rabbi Shimon says, Surcham ikar lutzri chakra afra ba'almahu. Such a case doesn't need a pasuk to exclude, because it's like dirt. You don't need the Torah to tell me that this thing, that dirt is not called a nevela. Therefore, it must be there to exclude an animal that in its current status is inedible to the ger, and therefore it's not called a nevela to you. And therefore, we see that Ten Tam Lifgam really is not considered the Tam of the Isur at all, and it is mutar. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. And continue to the end of this particular sugya on Ten Tam Lifgam. But you should have a wonderful day.